In fourth grade, there were three Michaels in my class, and the teacher never through the whole year thought to address Michaels by their last name, like Michael S., Michael C., you know, what's the answer to number 14? No, it was always just Michael, and then there was a chorus of which one. And I remember my first job, not only was there another Michael, but there was another Michael S. So I became known as Michael S.H. And then that turned into a joke, like everyone would go, shh, Mike S.H. is coming. You better be quiet.
Okay, so he may have a common name, but because of it, he wound up doing something very uncommon. If you've ever seen one of those annual lists of the most popular baby names in the U.S., you can thank this guy, Mike Shackelford. Because he invented the National Baby Name Register.
Well, as you know, my name is Michael, and Michael is, or should I say was, by far the most popular baby name when I was born in 1965, and it didn't give you any sense of individuality to have that name. So when I became an expectant father in 1997, I didn't want to pass on a really popular name to my child, but I didn't know what were the popular names were at the time. So I fortunately had a job with the Office of the Actuary at the Social Security Administration, and I had access to lots of very valuable Social Security data. So it was very easy for me to write a program to tabulate what were the most popular names. You know, it was probably a 25-line script. Execute it, wait for the results, bam, and there was the answer. And I knew that I was the first eyeballs to ever be seeing nationwide popularity lists.
Do you remember what the most popular baby names were?
Michael was still number one, and, you know, other ones like David and William, James, John were big. What I was totally surprised by what the popular girls' names were. They were names that I had barely even heard of.
Like what?
Emily, Jessica, Ashley, Sarah, Hannah, Samantha, Taylor, Alexis, Elizabeth, and Madison. Those names were not very popular for girls when I was born.
Well, no. I know we can actually check this, right? So you've got your computer. Can you go back to when you were born? What were the popular girl names?
Okay. Lisa, not surprisingly. Mary, Karen, Kimberly, Susan, Patricia, Donna, Linda, Cynthia, and Angela.
God, that takes me back. I mean, yes. You and I are about the same age. I remember sitting in classrooms, there were always like five Karens.
Yes, and tons of Lisas. It was just a sea of Lisas in the 60s, much like it was a sea of Jennifers in the 70s.
So you didn't just pull up the top 1,000 baby names for your year. You entered, if I understand it correctly, all that Social Security data, so you could wind up looking at the names across decades.
Yes. So the way it started is I tabulated this list and somehow people found it and I got a lot of media interest about it. And one day I was interviewed on All Things Considered, and my boss at Social Security happened to be listening to it on his drive home from work. And he was really surprised that I was, shall we say, getting all this fame over something Social Security related. So he asked that I take down the list from my personal website and we put it on the Social Security website, and immediately it became one of the most visited pages within the socialsecurity.gov website. And the people that ran the website called me and said, you know, Mike, you know, this website, the hits are out of control for it. So they started asking me to give them the updates on an annual basis. And I was enjoying the project too, because sometimes I felt like as a government bean counter, my life didn't mean anything, but I definitely felt proud of this work.
Have you seen any trends over the past 50 years?
Well, since I started publishing my list, I'm proud to say that names have been changing in popularity more quickly, especially for the boy names. Girl names have always fallen in and out of popularity fairly quickly. But now the boys' names are too. Still not as much as the girl names, but yes, absolutely.
Suggesting somehow we prize more individuality, or
well,
we're more fashion-driven?
If I may toot my own horn, I think that with the publication of the popularity lists, parents are more in tune to what's popular and giving that more thought when they choose a name. If you go to any bookstores, not that there are that many of them left anymore, there will be a whole bunch of books about baby names. And all of them are going to have lists of the most popular names, which all trace back to the Social Security data. So anyone picking up a baby name book, which I think most expectant parents do, are going to see, oh, here's what the most popular names are. And I think most of them are going to say, let's try to stay out of the top 10 or 20. So I would like to think that I had something to do with that.
What did you wind up naming your kids?
Nothing that would really impress you, to be perfectly honest with you. I have three kids, one boy and two girls. The boy was born in February 2002. And one name that both my wife and I did not find too objectionable was Aiden. And in the year 2000, Aiden, spelled with an A, was 114th in popularity, and spelled with an E, A-I-D-E-N, was 324th. So that was sufficiently low on the list for me to go with that. But then what happens, everyone was thinking this same thing at the same time, and by 2010, Aiden, spelled with an E, has risen to number 9th in popularity. So now my son is in classes with other Aidens and facing the same problem I do. So I totally blew it there.
Michael Shackelford created the annual list of the 1,000 most popular baby names back when he worked for the government. Today, he analyzes sports betting on his own website. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.